The federal judge overseeing major reforms of the Baltimore City Police Department told officials that changes in discipline policies, training, and responses is only half the issue. The other half is the police department's culture, he said. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden brings us this report.
As he did in an earlier hearing, U.S. District Judge James Bredar called attention to Harlem Park. That's the neighborhood where Detective Sean Suter was shot dead almost a year ago. Immediately after the shooting, city police locked down several blocks in the neighborhood and kept it that way for 6 days. People were searched without probable cause and patted down without reasonable suspicion. Officers deactivated their body-worn cameras. The independent review board that looked into Suter's death said the department failed in its incident command system, how it handles a dramatic or disturbing incident like the death of an on-duty police officer. Bredar called the department's approach chaotic. It should not be the police department against the city, he said. The police department's chief of legal affairs, Daniel Beck, told the judge that it was a failure of training, that the officers didn't know what their duties were. He said the command staff will soon have an 8-hour training session, and patrol officers will undergo a 20-minute training during roll call. Department training staff will also review manuals and revise the instructions for what to do in an emergency. But Justice Department lawyers said that amount of training doesn't seem like nearly enough, and Judge Bredar wasn't convinced that any amount of training would address the root problems. There's training, and then there's culture, he said. It's not just that there were issues with how Harlem Park was investigated, he said. The full cultural breakdown of the city was on display. David Rocha is a senior staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland. He says that the judge is using the Harlem Park lockdown as
a dramatic and crystal clear example of the way in which the department at the highest levels was not respecting the people whom they are supposed to serve.
The patrol officers need more than 20 minutes worth of training, he said, but it is appropriate to focus on command staff.
Much of what we as a city have been focused on in Baltimore appropriately is misconduct by individual officers, which is a real problem that really needs to be addressed. But it is not the only problem, as Harlem Park very clearly demonstrated. The way in which wrong and bad things happened was a command problem. It wasn't individual officers making individual bad decisions.
Chuck Ramsey, the principal deputy monitor for the Baltimore Consent Decree and retired police commissioner for Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., said in an interview recently that the years of unconstitutional policing have taken their toll.
I mean, that's where we're at right now in Baltimore. It doesn't mean that you can't come back from it. But it's not going to happen overnight, because trust is a very fragile thing, particularly in communities that have a history where, you know, people just aren't going to forget the kinds of things that may have occurred in the past. They're just not. And so it takes a long time, and it's going to be very fragile. It doesn't take much to shake it again.
Meanwhile, the department has been struggling with leadership. Interim Police Commissioner Gary Tuggle withdrew his application for the permanent position. Whoever takes the job, Ramsey says, needs to establish the message.
The bottom line is this, and this is the way I've kind of operated. This is not pro bono work as a police officer. You get paid to do this stuff, and you're getting paid to do it a particular way, period. And you will do it a particular way. You leave those beliefs at home. When you come here, this is how you do the job, period. If not, you need to find employment elsewhere.
Mayor Catherine Pugh is expected to announce the new police commissioner by the end of the month.